Northwards of Morton Bagot and Oldbury beyond lies the estate of Barrels, a place of history and not a little notoriety. By the middle of the 16th century, it was owned by the Knight family, and in 1681, what had just been a farmhouse had become known as the Manor House, the estate having grown to some 400 acres. Barrels Hall, or just Barrels, as it became known by 1727, was bought by Robert Knight from his second cousin, Raleigh Knight. Robert Knight had married Henrietta St. John, thereafter Lady Luxborough, 3 years earlier. Lady Luxborough was the subject of a scandal in society, although the story differs in detail between various sources.
The tales told about me are outrageous. I was not infatuated with that young tutor of the Duchess of Somerset's children, neither was I found in bed with my doctor. My impropriety was never proven, but my husband banished me to Barrels in 1736, never to return to London, never again to see my children, or to leave this realm. And here I have stayed these nearly 20 years.
Lady Luxborough developed extensive gardens and founded a literary society in this part of Warwickshire, which included poets and writers such as William Shenstone, William Somerville, Richard Jago, and Richard Graves. Her banishment did not remove her from contact with her peers, however, and visitors were welcomed. This was apparent from a particularly poignant extract from a letter to Shenstone written 5 years before her death.
My friends, absent or present, are always dear to me, but their presence is what I most wish for. I must, however, use myself to love people at a distance, for I see nobody near to bestow my affections upon, and I seldom find use for that member, the tongue, which is supposed to be so essential to women. My ears are as useless to me, for the whistling of the winds is their only entertainment.
Perhaps it was Lady Luxborough's magnificent gardens at Barrels that some 60 years later led Warwick-based botanist and composer William Groves Perry to give the name of Barrels to a tune in a collection of hymns he published in 1820. And, as he is our truly local composer, we've included another of his tunes, Brails,